All right, Porch Talk, September 9th. We're going to get straight to it. Mikey and company, Mikey and his dad, Xander, Xavier, they're at the game. Give us a live takeaway from the game. Frank Gore was in the hall. Frank Gore was inducted into the Niners Hall of Fame. So, Mikey, you got the floor. Mike, you got the introduction of Mike Bernard, first time on the podcast. But Mike Bernard, take the floor. What?
Did you see my story on Frank Gore?
Frank Gore got inducted to the Niners Hall of Fame.
And he was shitty. He was getting drunk.
Oh, shit.
Right behind me, like, I could yell and he could hear me.
Did he say anything to you?
No, I just said, Frank Gore, you're the fucking man or some shit like that.
But what did he say?
He was playing an autograph.
That's tough. You guys were sitting close to him.
No, he was like literally 2 rows behind me, like right there in the bus.
That's tough.
We had they're drinking and shit, you know.
How was the game overall?
No, they weren't smoking weed. They're just smoking cigars or something. I'm just saying.
How was the game overall?
The game was fun. I had a blast. It was really fun. I don't remember the whole game, but I do remember the first fucking was a fumble by Fred Warner. Halftime, I remember fucking what's his name, the triple kicker, Jake Booty. Had like a 50-some yard fucking head to post one in.
Yeah.
And then I remember I didn't really see Jordan Mason. I heard his name all through the game because I was trying to buy fucking food. Those motherfuckers. Yeah. Anyhow.
How much is the food there at Levi's now?
It's a fucking ripoff. I bought a fucking 24-ounce fucking for $22. It was like take a fucking loan out. Seriously, it was 20 for 24 ounce. And it was crazy because my credit card, it only let me buy beer, but not food. I was like, what the fuck is this? Dude, I swear, Connor, I spent the whole fucking third quarter trying to fucking buy food. I was pissed. I was in 4 different places, and they didn't accept my credit card. But then when I went to buy fucking beer, they fucking slipped it. I was like, what the fuck is this? But anyway. Yeah, and then I seen at the end of the game, or towards the end, Deebo Samuel had the touchdown, or third quarter. And then, yeah, the fucking Niners defense was shutting down, and that was pretty much it. But well, we had a good time.
Any opinions on the Jets after this?
A lot of chicks there, big old fat asses. Yeah, I was falling. Once I see the fat ass, I start falling. I forgot about everything. But yeah, that's about it. I gotta go. You guys have a great night, man.
All right, thank you, Mike. Yeah, Mike Bernard, introduction to the podcast.
Perfect. Welcome.
The first of many.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey, what was your... go ahead. What did you say?
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, I was just saying, like, I feel like that was a good game. I thought at first, I thought the Niners defense at first was going to get, like, cooked because, like, the first, I think it was, like, the first, second drive, they was moving the ball down the field with ease. But the defense tightened up. They played really good. He was really good. Had 147 yards on the ground. That was crazy. So now the 49ers got two running backs. So that's good. And Deebo Samuel, he's always – my dog on the field, always getting them extra yards and everything. You played pretty good. Aaron Rodgers played pretty good, you know what I'm saying? All right, except for the interception.
Yeah, just Diomino to Lenore, you know, he's such a good cornerback with the pass deflection and everything like that. He had such a good game today.
Shout out to Fred Warner.
He played good. He did what he was supposed to.
Shout out to Fred Warner. I hate this fucking team with a passion, but shout out to Fred Warner.
He's such a good linebacker, man.
Like, I think he's like the number one linebacker in the league, probably.
Yeah, he is.
He has to be. Like, his presence on the field is just it does so much to that 49ers defense. He's literally like ball hawking everywhere. He's everywhere. Yeah. He's so smart defensively. Like, he played a worse one than this game.
Jeff
O'Reilly
wasn't bad.
A-Rod had a lot of time tonight.
It was
just old, out of shape, didn't really hold up to.
Yeah, they were decent. There was one time when, like, Aaron Rodgers was in the pocket for a good, like, 5 seconds. But other than that, you know, I feel like the Niners defense got quick to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you panic selling on the Jets now after this game? I think I'm doubling 100%. Down on the Jets. I like the Jets even more, I think, after tonight.
Really?
Yeah, ayahuasca Aaron, he looked a little scared, but you got to bring into context he hasn't played football in a year. So, I mean, considering first game back at away against the 49ers, like, you know, it's a difficult situation to be in regardless of who's at quarterback for the 49ers and who's at running back, but I don't know. I got a little more faith in ayahuasca Aaron now. I'm drinking the juice.
I think it was really impressive for the Niners to do that without C-Mac. I did call the score being 31-20. It was 32-19, and then went for two at the end. So, very close prediction. But,
shout out to Xander.
I mean, yeah, that running back, I mean, Mason, I mean, it just seems like anybody can run behind that Niners O-line, honestly. And, again, that offense eventually just going to wear down a defense, regardless of how strong it is. Their defense is still apt. Fred Warner is definitely the best linebacker in the league. Good DB play. Overall, great game for the Niners.
So, what is it with Shanahan? But I don't know what's with him. But it's like he always gets these players like we don't even know. They say better. Like I don't know. Like what does he do? But like it's just crazy how they develop the players.
I want to bring up what Thomas said about how. Dallas, or maybe it was Mikey, that Dallas always starts the season off hot, wins a couple games, you know, gets people to buy in and then falls off. It's kind of like a question of longevity and sustainability. I think it's the same theme with the Niners. Like this offense, it looks great in week one, it'll look good week two, and just kind of progressed up until like week eight. And then once again, the question of like who can stay on the field and whether or not it really does sustain for, you know, 17 weeks. Is the biggest question, I think, with San Francisco. Because they just haven't done shit. They fall short every year. I have no... There's nothing... Ricky Pearsall gives me a little faith. But I just... There's nothing to tell me that this team's made that leap over the last hill.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
About the Cowboys. If they were to get home field advantage, they could get to the Super Bowl?
Against the 49ers, if you're telling me the NFC Championship game was in Dallas, San Francisco, like a healthy San Francisco?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. You know who I'm picking. Give me those boys. It's going to be Dallas.
Nah, I don't know, but I feel about the Madden.
I feel like it's all about the Madden. The Cowboys. I feel like a big game changer for the Cowboys this year is Overshown. I shouted him out before the Cowboys game.
I remember that.
And he ended up having a crazy game. And he led the team in tackles. He had two QB hits, a sack, a tackle for loss as well. I mean, he just looked so fast off the line. I knew that he would really fill in that linebacker spot coming off that torn ACL. And he looked amazing in that game. Him, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Micah Parsons are going to be, along with Trayvon Diggs in our secondary, it's going to be huge, especially whenever Bland comes back. I don't see any offense really being our defense. That's not the truth. Although one thing that could hurt us is obviously injuries, as can hurt any team. But I think if Dallas stays healthy and Overshown continuously does what he did previously and this last week, I don't.
They say that the Eagles might win the division, but I don't know because I think Dallas is good enough to beat the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? Because every time they play against the Eagles, it's always a good game. But I feel like they could beat the Eagles, you know what I'm saying, and win the division. And then once they get to the playoffs, it's all about the matchup. First game, just don't play the Niners first game. I feel like they can get to the championship. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's just the Niners. I think they should worry about
the thing with the Niners, though, is if we're talking NFC championship and late, like, you know, fucking postseason football, there's a 0% chance that the Niners are going to be fully healthy by then. This offense is just, I don't know, maybe it's just not sustainable. What? I don't want to be Nancy fucking negative, but I'm just saying, look at any Niners season in the past 10 years, decade. There's always been some piece that's missing. They fall short, and it's just the same story every season.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to be Nancy negative, but maybe it's this Kyle Shanahan offense, maybe the food they serve them. This team just can't stay healthy for 17 weeks, let alone the extra 4 weeks of postseason football. So if you're telling me the Niners roll into Dallas, missing like an Ayuk, missing Debo, who is most likely will be Debo, give me Dallas every time.
Wait, I got a question. I got a question.
As long as Dak and CeeDee Lamb are on the field, I'm taking Dallas.
What if CMC misses some time? What if the Niners, like, what if they play good enough to come back and he's, like, fully recovered? Like, what do you think then, like?
I mean, yeah, this team is going to have a chance this year. Like, they're going to win nine, maybe 10 games. But, I mean, Jordan Mason looked great. So, regardless of CMC being off the field against this Jets front seven, against this Jets defense as a collective, I think he looked phenomenal. It maybe more is a question of whether or not the Jets defense wasn't playing their best just because of, you know, Jordan Mason hasn't done a damn thing in the NFL yet. So, regardless, I mean, shout out to Jordan Mason. We don't know what was going on with that front seven, but I just think if CMC does, I mean, any of these calf injuries, especially with Christian McCaffrey, he's going to miss. It's not a one-week thing. Anybody knows that. That's the main reason I was saying not to draft him in fantasy, because you hear all these reports in training camp about the calf, the hamstring, all this shit that just lingers and something that never really heals properly. So say he is out till week four, week three, whatever it is, this team's going to have a chance. It's just going to, I think, one, come down to wide receiver health, because McCaffrey's going to be banged up the whole year, especially now that they can rely on Jordan Mason to some degree. We're going to be seeing a lot of Jordan Mason this year. But it's just going to really rely and is contingent on wide receiver availability, because all the odds of all three, you know, unfortunately bringing in Jawan Jennings. Oh, yeah, Pearsall. I had him four, but Jawan, whoever. The odds of all four being healthy come playoff football is low. So it's going to be contingent on then Brock. And I don't have too much. I like Brock Purdy. He's probably a good guy. Maybe you can go out to lunch with him. But I don't know if I trust him in the postseason, especially against guys like Dak. And now we have C.J. Stroud, Pat. Like, there's Lamar. There's too many good guys out there.
When has he showed you you can't trust him in the playoffs?
Last season, they fell short, man. I mean, granted, they were in the Super Bowl. Yes, I give you that. But, I mean, they lost. I don't know. Granted, I don't know, man. But they should have lost against Green Bay, and they should have lost against Detroit. He played like shit in the beginning of the Green Bay game, the first half, and he played like shit to start off the Detroit game. But both teams kind of just crumbled. They shouldn't have been in that position to begin with.
Because Mikey, what's the name? The Lions, bro, they should have won that game. If they would have ran the ball more, they would have won the game.
Exactly.
But I ain't going to lie. But you got to give him his credit, Connor, because he did it.
That's what I'm saying. I'll give him his credit. I'm not going to knock Brock. But I'm just saying, like, Brock Purdy on his own, sure, he's a good quarterback, whatever, works in this Niners system, so on so forth. But I'm just saying, if you put him one-on-one against a guy like Dak in the NFC Championship game, I'm taking Dak Prescott. Like, I don't feel crazy for saying that.
They can go 6-0 until they play the Chiefs, because they got the Vikings next, the Rams, the Patriots, the Cardinals, the Seahawks. They have a chance to go 6-0, and then they play the Chiefs. So Christian McCaffrey, he could probably be back by then. You know what I'm saying? If he misses a few more weeks. So as long as he hold it down.
I think it's all contingent on Brock, I think. It's contingent on Brock, and it's contingent on wide receiver availability for me. If Debo can play 17 weeks, I'll eat my words and say maybe this Niners team is going to do it this year. But I'm just so anti this team because I just don't think they can stay on the field for 17 weeks.
You think they're going to beat the Chiefs?
Huh?
When they play? You think they're going to beat the Chiefs when they play?
Hell no. They didn't beat them last year. They didn't beat them in a Super Bowl. Now they just got a 4-2 wide receiver. They lost L'Jarius Sneed, but they still have Steve Spags at DC. That defense is still damn good. We saw it on Thursday.
What's the name of bullying Samuel? He be rocking that dude up.
And also, like, not just to throw something in, Trent Williams and Aaron Banks went back to the locker room mid-game. So that's not
they
a
said,
sign,
but they but said after the Trent thing, it was because of IV. Like, he was just dehydrated.
Damn, fat ass didn't make a screen tramp.
That's what happened. I told you, I thought I saw him at my work that one time. I'm pretty sure it was. While they were having those contract negotiations. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, this Niners, I'll eat my words to some degree. I'm not going to come out here and say I was wrong because it's 1 week. Granted, they did have a tough defensive matchup, but this team looked good. Brock moved the ball well. Jordan Mason looked phenomenal. Debo did his thing. I think Ayuk did his thing. But you also have to bring into context that Sauce Gardner went down, what was it, the second quarter?
Yeah.
So that's a primary matchup there that you're losing. And that's kind of when I noticed the Niners kind of took – I mean, it's obvious Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing at this point. to know you lose your number one corner, start to up the passing game. And that's kind of when Brock did kind of start getting into stride a little bit. But I don't know. This Niners team looked good. I'm not going to lie. I'll come out and say it.
Yeah, you can't knock them. You know,
I can't knock – exactly. You know? That defense looked phenomenal. Yeah. Like, it's really the defense. Joey Bosa looks like he's on a different level this year. Or, I mean, Nick Bosa, my bad.
Nick Bosa, yeah.
Nick Bosa looks phenomenal for some reason. I don't know what they gave him in the locker room, but he is on something. I don't know. It's just hard for me to buy into this Niners team whatsoever, knowing what happens come postseason.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Did they put Tyrod Taylor in the game to win?
Said what?
Did Tyrod Taylor do a touchdown?
Did they bench Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tyrod Taylor threw a touchdown at the end.
Oh.
It was over.
Brees Hall, I thought he was going to do better. Only 16 carries for 54 yards.
Brees Hall
is the only one that carried that ball. I think they had three other people and that had one carry. Brees Hall was getting worked so hard in that game. Like,
but is it Brees Hall?
I don't know what Robert
is it Brees Hall shitting the bed, or is it just credit to the 49ers front seven?
I think that's the Niners front seven.
Yeah.
But it's still Brees Hall. I mean, he was just giving it up out there. That's a very tough weekend to go up against as a running back. No running back really succeed against them. They're also going up against Chris McCaffrey every practice, you know. So it's tough.
How do you think softly?
I thought he played decent to start the game. You know, I didn't watch the entire thing. Did he come back in the game? I just saw him leave in the second. He missed a drive. Or maybe it was the third. I don't remember what quarter it was. I just remember he missed a drive, and then that was all I heard of him that evening. And then the Niners just continued to roll on offense. So I just figured he wasn't in the game.
I thought he started off good. And then, yeah, I saw his injury, and then I had to leave. So I didn't watch the rest of the game, but whenever he was playing, he was doing really good. Then he got that injury. I'm not sure what happened. He might have tweaked something. Did he come back in the game?
Mikey?
Wait, who are we talking about?
Sauce Gardner.
Who? Are we talking about? Sauce.
Sauce Gardner. Sauce,
right? Oh, yeah. To be honest, I don't think so.
Yeah, they said it was a non-football injury when they came on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord knows what that is. Maybe he got nervous.
Not a good sign. Not a good sign for the Jets.
Maybe he saw Mike Bernard.
I don't know. Non-contact.
That's weak.
No, they didn't say it was non-contact. It was non-physical. Like, they said there was nothing wrong with him. So it must have been like he got nervous or something. I don't know. Maybe he's sick. No, but then there'd be something wrong with him. Maybe it was a Paul Pierce. It could have been a Paul Pierce. Can we get the odds on that? Did Sauce Gardner have a Paul Pierce, or did he actually? What, I don't even know what the other line would be, because we don't know what happened.
I don't know. I saw him streaming 2K the other day. Maybe he just wanted to play 2K. I don't know.
It did just come out. That's a good point. Mikey, you have any more takeaways from live in the game? Anything you noticed at Levi's? Anything that stuck out to you?
He's asleep.
Huh? Mikey, you got anything?
Jordan Mason looks phenomenal out there. That O line is just ridiculous. He said field goal kicker Jake Moody. I mean, yes, he played a phenomenal game today.
Ask him if he had any more thoughts on the game, or just the stadium or the people.
Any more thoughts on the game?
Jake Moody.
Shout out to Jake Moody.
Jake Moody. Shout out to Jake Moody, man.
Shout out to Jake Moody.
I have no faith in him, but today he had a crazy field goal, 53-yard field goal off the foot. They don't take cash at their concession stands. That is.
Oh, get him back on the mic. Get him back on the mic. We got to talk about that. We got to break that down.
They don't take fucking cash. I stood in line like four different places, and then I got denied. And then when I went to go get pizza, then the fucking no cash was there. Like, yeah, it was kind of a bunch of bullshit.
That is ridiculous.
Then my credit card worked at the vendors that, like, guys by themselves, you know, like, just not a standard, just like a stance of bullshit.
Yeah.
That worked there. But other than that, yeah, I mean, it was a great time. There's a lot of bitches there. I don't know. I'm going back to sleep, guys. Sure.
All right, have a good one, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
He says he's my French, he's sorry.
Didn't know he was French, but no worries. Let's see. Is anybody panic selling on the Jets? Let's acknowledge the Jets. We have a lot of Niners talk going on. Xander, are you panic selling Jets?
I don't know. Maybe they can give credit to the Niners defense, but I don't think Aaron Rodgers, I didn't think he played well, honestly. What did he have? He had like 160 passing yards. I mean, it is the Niners defense. And the time of possession, too. I haven't looked at it, but the Niners pretty much had to get the ball the whole game. It was that defense could not get the Niners off the field. Aaron Rodgers couldn't do anything to the 49ers defense, too. So, like,
that was a big part of it. I'm glad you brought that up. The Niners ran double the amount of plays Jets ran.
Yeah, it looked like they had the ball pretty much the whole game, you know? It's the time clock management was really good on the Niners' behalf.
Yeah, they controlled the whole game.
Xander, are you anybody panic selling the Jets then in that case? Or are we holding, selling, buying? What are we doing?
I'm holding. That was a very tough matchup to go into Santa Clara. I got to see how they look next week throughout the season. Also, they play.
The Titans.
Yeah, they should.
They're going that game. That's going it.
They play the Titans, then they have a short week against the Patriots at home, then the Broncos, then the Vikings, then the Bills, then the Steelers. Realistically, the Jets should win the next six football games. The Bills is a toss-up, but Patriots, Steelers, Vikings, Titans, and Broncos.
I don't know.
That may have been played out. That defense looked good. I'm not going to knock that, but I'm just saying it was Kirk Cousins, and he looked god-awful.
Yeah, he was.
And I'm not saying Ayahuasca Aaron is in much of a better situation. Obviously, Ayahuasca Aaron's higher all-time. That's not even a fucking question. But both of them, you know, getting up there in terms of the age and coming off a torn Achilles is not easy. Not easy at all. I had a partial tear in my Achilles, 8th grade. If Pedro Estrada's listening to this, I never forgot about that. Never forgot about that. Never healed correctly. So fuck you.
Dirty plays, man.
Yeah. Next topic, though. Back to what you were saying, Mikey.
Jordan Mason, just a quick stat. He had the most carries in a game by a 49er under Shanahan. He went for 28 carries, 147 rush yards, and a touchdown. That is ridiculous that he did that. I would think Christian McCaffrey would go out and do that, but Jordan Mason out there was just looking ridiculous. Just got to say it again. Give the flowers where it's due. He was ridiculous, man.
They said it was the most times he's touched the ball since high school.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, dude. He stepped in. He filled in some big shoes today.
Yeah. I think I'm doubling down on my Jets stock. I think I'm doubling down on my Jets stock, especially looking at this schedule the next 8 weeks. Play the Patriots twice. You know, I love my Patriots, and it kills me that I'm even talking about the Jets in this light, in this connotation. But like you said, got to give credit where it's due, and I think Garrett Wilson just looks phenomenal. I think it's really just all Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, he's good. He's really good.
He's
really quick. Good route runner.
Last
thing,
he's
covering.
I do got to say something about Brandon Ayuk.
Go ahead, Mikey.
About Brandon Ayuk. Yes, he didn't. Like, he wasn't there doing spring training. He wasn't there, like, you know, really much. So they said he's not going to get the ball as much, like he's not going to get targeted as much. Him out there, I just feel like he was playing like he didn't even want to be there, you know. But at the end of the day, it comes down to his fault. And also, like, there's a pass Brock Purdy did in the corner of the end zone for Brandon Ayuk. If you're crying and bitching for $140 million for like 3-4 months, you need to make that catch. There's no excuse for you to be bitching all this time for this money, but you can't make a catch. If you can touch the ball, you can catch it. That's what I was taught. That's what I've been told. And for him to be bitching all this time for this money, didn't even look like he wanted to be out there today. He missed some crucial catches, maybe two good catches, and I don't know. He needs to get a full week under practice, you know, be with the freaking team, and then I don't know. Let's see how he does next game.
Wow, I was not expecting that. Some Brandon Ayuk slander. Hell no.
You think him or Debo are gonna get over 1,000 receiving yards?
100%.
Give me Debo over 1,000 all-purpose yards, but I don't think either of them are going for 1,000 receiving.
Debo per all-purpose, Ben Ayuk over 1,000.
But you just said he was bitching and moaning week one.
He was. But he's gonna get back. He needs to be up. He was in there for spring training. You know, he was not in the game plan as much as he should have been.
Did the Giants extend an invitation to their spring training, or how is he supposed to be there?
It's his fault. No, it's 100% his fault. He should have just stopped bitching about some damn contract and just signed it. The same contract he had in, like, August, I think he was saying. I could be wrong.
Yeah, that was the one where he bitched and moaned, whatever. Gave it 2 weeks. He's got Jaden Daniels running around doing, you know, the circles around the Niners, around Jed York's front door or something. That doesn't work for 2 weeks. Brandon goes back and says, I'm sorry, I'll take the money, actually. And then goes out and mopes around week one. But I'm just surprised that's coming out of your mouth week one. I would have said it would have been week four.
I'm just saying how I saw it. You know, he did make some good catches, I'll give it to that, but he did not look like he wanted to be out there. I think it was just frustrating he didn't get the ball much. He thinks that he should have deserved it more. You don't deserve shit when you're bitching for a contract for a couple months and you're not there at spring training camp. You weren't there, and you need to work up to it. So,
yeah. What about Kittle? Let me see what he was doing. Well, he didn't get in the ball.
He had a couple good catches, you know. Like, I just feel like there's so many weapons there that I think George Kittle is just not. He wasn't really seen much tonight, honestly. They're pretty much the Jordan Mason, Debo Samuel show, you know. And shout out to Kyle Juszczyk. He had an amazing catch. Almost had a nice touchdown. He's best fullback in the league. I can't even name another fullback in the league. he had a good game. Kyle Juszczyk. Two or three important catches tonight.
Okay, so let's.
When Kershaw comes back, what are you
saying? No, go ahead.
When Kershaw comes back, he's not starting over Jimmy, right?
No, I don't see that happening. I mean, off the jump, I don't see that happening. Maybe he can work himself up, but John Jennings, he's such a threat on third down. Like, literally, I think it was a couple third down completions. It was always John Jennings. He's a great wide receiver. He's underrated, you know? Like, he's a really good wide receiver.
Okay, so looking at these Niners' next six games, they play Minnesota, the Rams.
Got it.
The Patriots.
No, the Rams. Got it.
We may have to do a Porch Talk Live for Niners-Patriots at Levi's.
I'm down.
We have to do a Porch Talk Live for that one. Arizona. Arizona. Got it. Seattle.
Got it.
And Kansas City.
Got it,
lowercase is crazy. So you have the Niners winning six. Starting the season off, wait, that'd be 7-0. Wait, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. Is that right? Am I hearing that correctly?
Yes, you are hearing that correctly.
And I'm the one that gets called delusional. And you have the Niners winning the first seven games of the season.
Besides the Chiefs, who is the big threat to the Niners? I think the next team is the Rams, but they're not even
The Lions. Come on, the Lions.
Well, they don't play the Lions. We're just talking about the first seven weeks.
You said the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, we're talking about the first 7 weeks. They don't play the Lions till they play the Lions week. I don't even know when. The 16. They don't play the Lions for a while. But
The Rams?
No.
I could even argue. No, let me
know. I'm not even really worried about the Rams at all.
Use some self control. I was almost said Seattle. Almost said Seattle. Yeah, let me use a little self control. I don't know about Seattle. That appears to be on a Sunday night though, so interesting concept.
That's a really great game, but Seattle can. Seattle ain't showing me nothing. We should be scared of them.
Okay, so here we go. That's a Thursday, my bad. So here we go. You play, Niners play Kansas City week 7. Say the Niners win the first 6 games of the year. Come into Kansas City 6-0. In Santa Clara, they beat Kansas City. They then have Dallas the next week at home again on Sunday night. Am I to believe that you're going to say the Niners are going to start off 8-0?
The only one game I'm scared of, I'm not scared of, worried about, is the Chiefs. I am not worried about the Dallas Cowboys at all. That defense can lock out CeeDee Lamb, and who have you got next after CeeDee Lamb?
No, that defense cannot contain CeeDee Lamb. Garrett Wilson was running all over that all over that fucking secondary for most of that game, and then it just kind of fell off in the second half.
His first game, new defensive coordinator. He needs to get down. You know what? I was a better defensive coordinator during the game. I was saying my own plays, man. They should have listened to me. I was calling out plays.
Yeah, I wouldn't quit your day job anytime soon, Jack. But thank you for the insight.
I'm the same. He did call a good game, but there were some questionable calls on third down that I don't know if I would have chosen myself being the head coach, offensive coordinator, whatever. We fired him. That bum. I don't even remember his name.
No, yeah, I heard that they should have never fired him because under him, that was the best defense they had, that they said.
Under him, the best defense, I think, in my mind, the best defense we had was under Robert Saleh. And that's in my mind. Yeah. That's what I think. Robert Saleh was
Ryan's,
it was okay-ish. Robert Saleh, great. D'Amico Ryan's, good. Steve Wilkes, fucking dog shit. Or, not dog shit, but, like, it was way, way...
Fell off a cliff.
But the number-wise, I think...
All right, so say they beat Kansas City week 7, beat Dallas week 8, you have Tampa week 9. Are you worried about Tampa? I'm waiting for an answer, man. Yeah.
I think there's going to be like some one game where they fall short too because like some bullshit, like you know, they're tired.
I'm trying to walk you on down this cliff of how long you're going to say the Niners are going to be undefeated.
Okay, yeah, tell me.
You play Dallas week 8, so you're undefeated. You beat Dallas week 8. Niners go into Tampa Bay week 9.
Got it.
Niners host Seattle week 10.
Got it.
In Green Bay for week 11.
Got it.
In Buffalo for week 12. In Buffalo week 12.
Buffalo?
Yeah. I'm not doing that in that cold.
In Buffalo. I was about to say, no way. December 1st, 5:20 p.m. in Buffalo. Sunday night football in Buffalo? Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, bro. We beat the Packers in the snow in, I don't know, the NFC Championship or...
Yeah, you guys... Niners played Green Bay November 24th in Green Bay and then Bills the next week. That's two potential snow games.
He played in Iowa State. He played in Iowa. There's snow over there.
There's no damn snow in Iowa.
Hey, no Buffalo. Buffalo is different, man. Buffalo is different type of weather. I've been up there.
Yeah, Xavier, you're from that area. Give us an in-person review of the snow.
I'll go to Buffalo myself and go watch that damn game. Prove that ain't no cold, ain't gonna do nothing, man.
I don't know how people live there, because that snow is crazy. And that weather, it's real cold.
Okay, so Mikey, say you beat Niners beat Buffalo by a fucking miracle. By a fucking miracle, the Niners beat Green Bay in Green Bay, beat Buffalo in Buffalo. They're 12-0. You have the Bears at home, week 13.
Got him.
Rams at home, week 14.
Got him.
Here we go. Curveball here. You have Miami on the road against, or Miami on the road, week 15. I didn't know what week it was. All right, Xavier, turn it to you. You got the Niners 14-0 coming into Miami. Do the Dolphins stop it?
Man, let me tell you something, man. When they get to Miami, nobody on that defense is stopping Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle. A-Chan will run for like over 100 yards. Fool will have over 400 yards passing. That defense is going to go crazy. Like, come on, stop it, man. Get him in. Hold on. Let him in.
What week do they play that? Like, what's the week? Is it November? Is it in November?
It's 15. Week 15, December 22nd. Yeah.
Is it
December 22nd.
Xavier, I need some extra Christmas money. Let's put $50 on it. Nino, right
now. All right, well, lock it in on Porch Talk. All right.
$50, man, has got it.
Porch Talk live locked in bet. We just technically took our first bet. Nice. All right. So you have the Dolphins week 15. Niners beat the Dolphins. Hypothetically, theoretically, I agree with Xavier. I think the Dolphins on paper should run, are just too fast for the Niners. Move on to Detroit. You then have Detroit at home. I think that's a Monday night football.
Got him.
So you have the Niners going 17-0. You then play Arizona week 17.
I don't know. Maybe we might lose that game.
Arizona shuts the fucking door week 17. Brock Purdy's MVP campaign is slammed shut by Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr.
I don't know. They have to lose one game.
So who do you have them losing to?
I don't know.
If you had to put a bet on, who do you have them losing to?
I don't know, man. I don't see them losing. I can't. It's gonna happen.
So that's what I'm saying. If the world was on your decision, who would you say the Niners lose to?
Honestly, I guess the only one I would be somewhat worried is the Chiefs.
I was gonna say there's only one right answer, and it's Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City Chiefs.
That's it. Other than that, I do not see Niners having any trouble.
They only played the Chiefs once.
You think they're gonna beat the Patriots, Connor?
How am I supposed to believe the Patriots are going to lose again? They just walked into Cincy and kicked the fucking door down. Like they pay bills. Gerard Mayo?
Yeah.
I believe.
Hold on, why don't people hold Burrow, like, accountable? Like, he was trash.
Oh, yeah, thank you said that, Xavier. I'm going to quote you what you said in our Porch Star group chat the other day. You said he's this generation's Carson Palmer. Can you sell that to the people?
Because, okay, I understand you beat Mahomes, 2 years ago, but, injured, but, I don't know, when he has a bad game, nobody talks about it. When it's, Josh Allen, Lamar, Dak, everybody talking about that, but, they don't hold him to the same, standard. I don't know why. But I don't know. And they say he's the second best quarterback, but I don't think he's better than Josh Allen.
Second best quarterback where?
People say he's the second best quarterback in the league.
In Cincinnati?
Wait, saying who? They say Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's the second best quarterback in Cincinnati?
No, in the league.
What a fucking joke.
The Slim Shady ain't doing shit, man. Come on, bro.
Who said that?
When he is healthy, he has all his weapons. Hell no.
I'm taking Lamar over Joe Burrow.
I didn't hear about Joe Burrow talks before the season started, but after the week one, you can't say none of that shit.
I had faith in it, but I don't know, man. I'm just saying, in terms of guys, where we're putting Joe Burrow on this, list of QBs in the league, I'm taking Dak over Joe. I'm taking CJ over Joe. I'm taking Lamar over Joe. I'm taking Josh Allen over Joe.
Taking Brock over Joe.
I can't do Brock. I can't do Brock.
He can't even play big moments, though. He can't even play big moments like Joe Burrow, though. That counts.
That does count. I'll give you that. I have nothing to say to that. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of – I have to acknowledge the hypocrisy, because I was getting on the Niners for not – getting it done in the playoffs, but I was then tooting and rooting about Dallas. So I do have to acknowledge the hypocrisy there, because Dallas, as we know, doesn't get it done either. But back to what we were talking about. Just had to put that out there.
Like, what's your name? Like, I'm not saying you're not bad. I'm just saying, like, when he doesn't play good, nobody says nothing. It's like, nobody says nothing to play bad, but, like, when all the other quarterbacks play bad, everybody's talking about it.
Maybe because people just don't tune into Cincinnati football, just geographically. Nobody really cares about the state of Ohio. I see what you mean, though. I see what you mean. I don't know. That's a good question. Why does Joe Burrow not get more slander? Why is that not the number one talking piece in the media this week, I think? You just lost to the Patriots at home week one.
Yeah, like... When Dak lost to the Patriots, they
were
4 or something.
Yeah. I agree with you there. Especially when you bring into context the Bengals schedule. So you had to beat the Patriots week one. You have Kansas City week two. Then you have Baltimore week five. Kansas City week two, Baltimore week five. Browns the next week, Philly the next week. You play Baltimore again a week later. Steelers, Cowboys. I mean, their schedule. They play the Broncos. Like, there's games on the schedule they should win. They play Carolina. They play Washington and Carolina after the Chiefs. But there's a lot of games circled that would have looked and, you know, I feel like had better context. Would they have beaten the Patriots week one? Like, if you asked me, do I have Cincinnati or Baltimore before the season started? I probably would have leaned Cincinnati, but now watching that Patriots game, I'd be a fool to say anybody but Baltimore. Same thing with the Eagles. If you would have asked me week one, do I have Cincinnati or, I mean, before week one, Cincinnati or Philly, I probably would have said Cincinnati. But now it's the Eagles. If they beat the Chiefs, then I'll eat my words. I'll do it. But I don't see that happening. I don't see the Chiefs losing many games this year.
Yeah,
let's pull up.
It is
like, and it's boring. Like, it's the same shit. It's the Chiefs again, but you know they play Cincy next week. They play Atlanta the following week, week three. That's a win. They play Chargers week four. That's a win. They play the Saints at home on a Thursday. That's a win. They play the Niners. Gimme Kansas City. That's a win. The Raiders. I don't really have to speak to that, but Kansas City does always struggle against the Raiders for some reason. So maybe that's Kansas City's first loss. What?
They gave the Chiefs the easiest schedule in the whole league. Like, look at their schedule. That's crazy. NFL's a joke. I know, what is it going to call it? What's it called? Like, television and, like, movies?
The Truman Show. I have no clue what you're going for.
I'm just sure it's like... Fuck, man. All right, never mind, man. But
you got it, man. Don't think too hard.
No, fuck off, man. The NFL definitely does favor Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. You know, it's just like, they're just trying to, make him the future so hard and so heavily that... Tom Brady's gone. They're trying to make Patrick Mahomes.
Don't forget about Taylor.
Yeah.
But, the Chiefs do have an easy schedule. A lot of games they should win. I just can't get over Xavier Worthy, man. He looked great. Now you just put him in the hands of the best quarterback in the league right now. I don't know, man.
They play the Panthers. They got a chance to put up like 70.
Yeah, they may put up 100 against Carolina. That game against the Texans that week before Christmas, that'll be a good game. Texans coming to Arrowhead. Or no, what the fuck's it called now? The stadium? Geehaw?
It's not called Arrowhead. It's not called Arrowhead no more?
No, it's called like Geehaw now, I think. Geehaw. Yeah, Geehaw. Geehaw Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
What's that bullshit is that, man?
Geehaw. Maybe that's the Chiefs' downfall. They changed the stadium name.
Yeah. Hopefully they have a downfall, man. I can't stand it.
They got some bad mojo flowing in there. Geehaw. I don't like that. That doesn't come off the off the tongue. They play the Broncos week 17. Yeah. I really don't want to be Nancy negative, but I mean it just may very well be another Kansas City Super Bowl this year.
Oh man.
But
you think he's gonna get 7 rings?
Huh?
You think Patrick Mahomes gonna get 7 rings?
Does he pass Tom? Is what you're asking me?
No, he's not getting 7.
Nah, he's not passing as a goal. But I'm just saying, like, you think he can get like 7? Like, you know what I'm saying, like close to 7 rings or something?
I don't know why I'm to think anything other than yes. In all honesty,
because he's gonna get at least 5.
I mean, the guy just looks ridiculous, and Lord knows how long Xavier Worthy and Rashi Rice are going to be on that team. This could be a potential dynasty budding, for all we know. So,
and how does Mahomes, like, what, 26? He could play for another, like, 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. He's got 3 already.
But how long does Andy Reid stay? Andy Reid can't be there any much longer. Honestly, he's getting old, man. He's on his way out. Who knows if Charlie Jones is going to be there forever. You know, there's a lot of things that might change. Patrick Mahomes might be a Chief forever, but a lot of shit around him might change.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think if Rashi and Xavier stay, there's no chance Travis Kelce walks because money's not even a fucking thing to him anymore. So no team can realistically draw him away.
I mean, it's not like a Bill Belichick and Tom Brady type of thing where they're together for freaking 20-plus years. You know, any reason the way out. He hasn't got 20-plus years left.
We don't know that, though. Like, how old is Andy Reid?
I don't know, but he's being up there. He's eating 5 double cheeseburgers a
game. I was going to say, does that cheeseburger diet help? He's only 66. You're telling me Andy Reid can't coach for 10 more years?
He can coach 10 more years?
Pete Carroll's 72. Pat's 28, by the way. Pat Mahomes is
28. Okay. And yeah, Kelce, he got like, what, 2-3 more years left?
Yeah. So say Kelce plays 3 more years. Give me 2. I think Kansas City probably wins 2 more Super Bowls. There's just such a far gap this year, I think. Or not even only necessarily this year, but just in the NFL as a whole. There's just such a wide gap in terms of just who's going to win that big game and who's going to show up in that big game. You're a fool to think anybody but Kansas City at this point. I mean, obviously we're all touting, you know, you got the Niners, I have Dallas, Miami, whatever it may be. But Kansas City, I mean, it's inevitable at this point.
Because coming into the season, I was saying, like, I don't see them, like, three-peating. But, like, after week one, I was like, they might. Like, they have a chance to, like, three-peat year. Like, after seeing week one, I was like, I don't really see anybody that's going to be them.
Yeah, and a week one that saw, like, in all honesty, it wasn't even Pat Mahomes. It was far from his best game. He had a couple missed throws.
Yeah.
He had that interception over the middle, which I don't have a damn clue he was throwing to. But you're telling me Pat at full speed, you know, it's week one. He's going to dust it off. You're telling me Pat come week 8 with this team and everybody stays healthy? I don't give a damn who's playing defense.
Yeah.
It's Kansas City. It's Kansas City 100 times over.
Yeah. It is too good.
What was the parking like at Levi Stadium, Mikey?
The what?
The parking.
The parking? I mean, I park at A101 and take the train.
Oh, you guys parked at Bay 101. All right, put the podcast on to some game about going to a Niners game and where to park.
Say it again?
Put the Porch Talk people on some game on if you're going to a Niners game, where to park.
I say park at Bay 101 and take that VTA train all the way up. You don't got to pay for it. It's a little crammed. It's like a sauna in there, though. It's crammed like a sauna, but it's free, and you don't have to deal with traffic at all. It drops off right in front of the stadium. It's perfect.
Tell the people about who you met on the game before that Green – or on the VTA train before that Green Bay game.
that on the, actually on the Green Bay in the playoffs, I went to the Green Bay Niners game, and I proud to be next to Luke Musgrave's mom on the train. But in my mind, I'm like, your son's in the NFL and he hasn't taken the VTA. I'm like, come on.
That's what I wanted to bring up for the people. If you're in the NFL, are you making your parents take the damn giving mom and pops the damn Clipper card to get to the game? Or are you getting the maneuver?
To the post shop people that are listening, take care of your family. They've been there for you. You are there for them now for making that type of money, you know?
What a profound, intelligent thing to say.
Yeah, sounds like that's the end of the day, man.
We're going to end it on that. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Porch Talk, September 9th. Big shout-out to Mike Bernard for tuning in. Or not tuning in, for whatever we want to call it, going on the show tonight. Does Mike Bernard want to say any closing words, closing statements to the people?
I think closing statements, no, it's best not.
Okay, we'll leave it up to the creative interpretations of any Porch Talk listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Buenas noches, everybody.